So today we're really going to get into the Lebesgue theory. This material will be less familiar to you than what you've seen up until now. In the course, I'm not meaning to say that it's hard, but you've got to pay attention because it's all going to be new. So a sigma algebra of sets in the reals is a collection of capital script X of sets satisfying these axioms. First of all, the empty set and the entire set of reals both belong to capital script X. Secondly, if A is in capital script X, then the complement of A is also in capital script X. And thirdly, if AJ, capital AJ, is a sequence of sets in capital script X, then the union of the AJs belongs to capital script X. So a sigma algebra X is closed under complementation, closed under union, and contains both the empty set and the entire real line. We call the ordered pair R for the reals, comma, capital script X, a measure space. And we'll amplify this definition a little later on, but for now, that's what a measure space is. Any set that is an element of capital script X is called a measurable set. We will sometimes consider a measure space with an abstract sigma algebra X on an abstract set, capital Roman X, rather than the more specific Borel sets on R. But mostly we'll pay attention to the Borel sets on R. We may use De Morgan's laws of logic, which you learned in Math 310, for example, together with properties B and C of a sigma algebra to see that the countable intersection of measurable sets is measurable, because the intersection of the EJs is the complement of the union of the complement of the EJs. If each EJ is measurable, then the set on the right is measurable because it is formed with complementation and union, and axioms B and C tell us that the set of measurable sets is closed under those operations. Example. Now we present several examples of sigma algebras. Number one, let capital script X be all subsets of R, in other words, the power set, and then it's straightforward to verify properties A, B, and C of a sigma algebra. Not a very interesting example. Recall that a set is denumerable if it is either empty or finite or countable. Let capital script X be those subsets of R which are either denumerable or have denumerable complement. Then it's easy to check that A, B, and C of a sigma algebra are valid. The third example is the most interesting one for us and the most important one for us, namely, let capital script B be the sigma algebra generated by the collection of open intervals. What does that mean? It means we are considering all sets that can be obtained by taking finite or countable unions of open intervals, finite or countable intersections of open intervals, finite or countable unions and intersections of sets of the first two types. This sigma algebra is called the Borel sets, and we're going to spend a lot of time studying the Borel sets. The last example, number four, is a slight extension of the one we just did, the Borel sets, and it's useful for measure theory. Let's treat the points minus infinity and plus infinity as formal objects. If capital E is a Borel set, as in example 3, then set capital E1 be equal capital E union minus infinity, capital E2 equal capital E union plus infinity, capital E3 equal capital E union minus infinity and plus infinity. Let capital Roman capital script B hat be all Borel sets together with all the sets E1, E2, E3 that you could form for all possible Borel sets by adding in plus infinity or minus infinity or both. Then this new B hat is a sigma algebra. And we call this sigma algebra the extended Borel sets, and we denote it by capital script B hat. It will turn out that the collection of sets to which we can unambiguously assign a length or measure will form a sigma algebra. That sigma algebra will be very closely related to 3 and 4 in the last example. Definition. Let capital script X be a sigma algebra. A function f from the reals to the reals is said to be X measurable if for each real number alpha, the set of all X and R where f of X is bigger than alpha belongs to X. In spoken English, what we might say is that a function f is measurable if the inverse image of each open set is in the sigma algebra X. The set non-measurable set that we constructed last time has the property that its characteristic function is not measurable because the inverse image of the set 1/2, 3/2 the interval 1/2, 3/2 is the set S, which is not measurable. So we would not be able to integrate the function characteristic function of S. The following four statements are equivalent for a function f from the reals to the reals at a sigma algebra capital script X on the set capital Roman X. A, for every alpha and R, the set X sub A, which is the set of all X and R, where f of X is bigger than alpha, belongs to capital script X. B, for every alpha and R, the set Y sub alpha, which is the set of all X of the reals, so that f of X is less than or equal to alpha, belongs to capital script X. C, for every alpha and R, the set capital Z sub alpha, which is the set of all X and R, so that f of X is bigger than or equal to alpha, belongs to capital script X. And D, for every alpha and R, the set W sub alpha, which is a set of all X and R, so that f of X is less than alpha, belongs to capital script X. Proof. Since X alpha and Y alpha are complementary, the statement A is equivalent to the statement B, and likewise the statement C is equivalent to the statement D. If A holds, then X sub alpha minus 1 over J belongs to capital script X for each positive integer J. Since capital Z sub alpha is the intersection of all the X sub alpha minus 1 over J's, it follows that Z sub alpha is in capital script X, so A implies C. In the same fashion, since capital X sub alpha is the union from J equals 1 to infinity of capital Z sub alpha plus 1 over J, it follows that C implies A. A similar argument shows that B and D are logically equivalent. We conclude that all four statements are logically equivalent. And that's what we want to know. It is useful to know the collection of measurable functions is closed under standard arithmetic operations. Lemma, fix a sigma algebra capital script X. If f and g are x measurable real valued functions and c is a real number, then each of the functions c times f, f squared, f plus g, f times g, and absolute f is measurable. For the first result, suppose without loss of generality that C is positive. Then for alpha bigger than 0, the set of all X in the reals, so that C fx is bigger than alpha, equals the set of all X in the reals, so that fx is bigger than alpha over C. And that, of course, is in capital script X by the definition of measurable function. And that takes care of our first assertion. For the second result, assume alpha is bigger than 0, because the case alpha less than or equal to 0 is trivial. Then the set of x in the reals so that f squared x is bigger than alpha equals the set of all x in the reals where f of x is bigger than square root of alpha union the set of all x where f of x is less than minus the square root of alpha. Each of those pieces is in capital script X, and therefore their union is also. For the third result, and alpha bigger than 0, define the set S sub R be the set of all reals where f of x is bigger than r intersect the set of all reals where g of x is bigger than alpha minus r, for r a rational number. Obviously, S sub r is in capital script x for each r, and by considering the cases 1, fx bigger than 0 and gx minus alpha less than 0, and 2, fx less than 0 and gx minus alpha bigger than 0, and 3, fx bigger than 0 and gx minus alpha bigger than 0, we may check with our bare hands that the set of all x in the reals where f plus g of x is bigger than alpha is equal to the union over r rational of S sub R, and therefore in capital script X. Therefore, f plus g is measurable. And for the fourth result, observe that f times g is 1/4 the quantity f plus g squared minus the quantity f minus g squared, and therefore the measurability of f times g follows from the first three results, because f plus g is measurable. And f minus g is measurable, and their squares are measured. And for the fifth and last assertion, assume as before that alpha is bigger than 0, then the set of x where absolute f is bigger than alpha equals the set of x where f is bigger than alpha union the set of x where fx is less than minus alpha. Each of those pieces is in capital script X, and therefore the union is in capital script X. And that is the end of today's lesson. Thank you.